This is Mindset Monday, a short episode designed to share some of the tips and tricks that I've learned or I'm experimenting with to conquer my mind, perform at a higher level, and crush my goals. My hope is that these short weekly episodes will help each of you in the same ways. One thing I've learned is that mindset is so key when it comes to performing in life and in business. And your mind's like a muscle. You have to work it out. Some days are easier than others to keep a positive mindset. But the more you train your mind, the easier it becomes to maintain a positive mindset, even on the hard days or when things are not going according to plan. And there are many different ways that one can go about improving their mindset. And that's what I'll be discussing on these episodes. I'll be sharing what I've learned and what I'm currently learning to help maintain a positive mindset and show up every day performing at my best. So with that, thanks for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy this week's episode of Mindset Monday. Let's drop in. Happy Monday. Welcome to Mindset Monday here on the Path to Freedom podcast. I can't believe we're already in mid-December. It's crazy. 2020 has been a whirlwind of a year, and a lot's happened. There's been a lot of craziness that's happened with the whole pandemic and the political landscape, and just seems almost like one of those years where Murphy's Law has really been put to the test. If something can go wrong, it will go wrong. But as I sit here and reflect on everything that's happened over the course of 2020 in my life and my family's life, there's so much to be thankful for and appreciative for, and a lot of really amazing things have happened. You know, I'll be able to look back on 2020 and say that this was a very productive year. This podcast being a perfect example. I launched this podcast right towards the end of Q1 of 2020, and it's been so much fun for me. I've learned so much over the course of doing this, and I'm excited for 2021 to keep the podcast going and keep it growing. So, but anyways, what I want to kind of touch on today in this episode of Mindset Monday is, you know, how to go about setting intentional, smart goals for yourself for this upcoming year. I think goal setting is extremely important in making sure that you do close out one year and start another year with the right mindset to help you accomplish what you want to accomplish and continue building the type of life that you're looking for. And, you know, obviously you don't have to just set goals at the end of a year. You can set goals for yourself at any time. But I think, you know, for most people, as we wrap up a year and prepare to go into a new year, it is a time where, you know, we try to sit down and, you know, put a little more thought into what it is we want to accomplish and how we want to go about doing that. So, you know, for me, over the last 3 or 4 years, I've kind of, you know, done away with this notion of setting any sort of a New Year's resolution for myself. And this could just be the way I think about it in a difference in terminology, but I don't love the concept of a New Year's resolution. In my experience, you know, in the past when I've set New Year's resolutions, they've tended to be not very specific and very hard to measure. And so that's why I want to talk today about, you know, setting good goals for yourself. I'll talk a little bit about how I've learned to do that through some of my mentors, the process that I use, because I'm going through this process right now for myself, both personally and for our businesses, you know, in anticipation of 2021. So, you know, I think the first thing to really, you know, kind of hit on here is, you know, how to go about setting goals. I use the acronym a minute ago, SMART goals. SMART standing for specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. And I think that's important, right? Because as I mentioned earlier, at least in my experience setting resolutions, they were not SMART at all, meaning they weren't very specific, very hard to measure. In some cases, they were attainable. In others, they were less attainable. Usually they were pretty relevant, but at the same time, they were not usually very time bound. So that's the first thing is, you know, as you're setting goals for yourself, make sure that they are SMART goals. And you know, I guess maybe it makes sense to circle back and talk a little bit about, you know, why setting goals. I mean, you know, who should set goals? Really anyone. I mean, but if you look at top performing athletes, successful business people, you know, anyone that's an achiever or a mover and shaker in their field, they all set goals. And I think setting goals is so important because it gives you long-term vision and short-term motivation. Setting goals can help you focus, you know, on what type of knowledge you need to acquire to achieve the goals. And it can help you organize your time and your resources in a manner that's going to, you know, help you achieve your goals within the time frame that you've set. And by setting smart goals that are clearly defined, you can then measure and then have a sense of pride in the achievement of those goals. And, you know, if you do this the right way, as we're going to talk about here in just a moment, you know, you'll see consistent forward progress on a daily and weekly basis, which gives you the confidence that you need and the mindset that you need to keep working towards, you know, these bigger goals that you've set for yourself that are going to take more time to accomplish. And that's key in, you know, in my opinion, the right way to go about setting these goals is you need to set some more long-term goals, but then kind of back into what you need to do in the short term to achieve those long-term goals. All right, so let's break this down a little bit. So the way that I've kind of found to go about this that works really well for me is to set goals on a number of levels. So first, create what I call my big picture goals, right? These are, what do I want to accomplish in my life, right? So, you know, when I get to the end of my life, whenever that may be, what are the things that I hope to accomplish, right? So for me, I usually go like 50 years out and identify what the large scale goals are that I want to achieve. Then I break these down into smaller and smaller targets that I must hit to reach these bigger picture goals. And I really try to break it down into things that I know I should be doing on a daily and weekly basis to be working towards these goals. So, and I think I've actually talked about this on a previous Mindset Monday episode a little bit. You know, I've had success in writing my goals down. As I mentioned earlier, starting with 50 years out, and then I'll break that down into 25 years out, 10 years out, 5 years out, 1 year out, and then quarterly goals. I don't usually go as far down as monthly goals. I found that quarterly goals are what work well for me, but you could certainly, you know, chunk it down even one more level and go to monthly goals. And as I'm creating these goals, I've found success in kind of breaking it up into different buckets, you know, that I'm thinking about in terms of setting goals for. So for me, it's family, it's personal goals, so health, personal development, new skills that I want to learn and acquire. It's professional and financial, and then it's spiritual, right? So those are kind of the buckets that I use, but you know, you could break that down into whatever is most applicable to you: career, financial, education, family, artistic, attitude, physical, you know, travel goals, just things that you want to do, right? So that's, in my opinion, one that's going to be a little more specific to the individual in terms of the buckets that they may want to break it down into. And then just really spend some time brainstorming for each of these buckets. And again, I start with the big picture in mind. I start looking out to, you know, what do I want to accomplish over the course of my lifetime? And then I use those goals to back into, you know, what I need to be doing in the short term to achieve those things. And part of the reason I like setting goals versus, say, a resolution is that I think goals give you a little more flexibility. I mean, ideally, you're accomplishing goals as you go, but at the same time, you know, especially if you're looking 25, 50 years out, it's reasonable to expect that your goals may change over time. And so that's another reason I see more value in setting goals than setting, you know, some sort of a resolution for myself. And again, once you have these bigger picture kind of lifetime goals, then start chunking them down into setting smaller goals. And I'm a big, big fan of writing goals down and being very, very specific with those goals, right? Be very precise. Use dates. Give yourself time frames in which you want to accomplish certain goals. If it's, you know, financial or monetary goals that you're setting, use specific dollar amounts. In my experience, the more specific you get with your goal setting, then the more likelihood that those goals will be reached. And it's blown my mind time and time again where I've set some very lofty yet very specific goals. And over time, those goals have been achieved almost to the T of how I wrote them out when I was initially setting those goals. So as I mentioned before, when it comes to setting kind of smaller goals for myself, I start with my 50-year plan, then I back that down to my 25-year plan. So what do I need to do over the next 25 years to put myself in a position to hit the goals I've set for myself over the next 50 years? What do I need to do over the next 10 years to hit the goals I've set for my 25-year goals? 5 years, 1 year. And this is where you need to get, I think, even more and more specific. So what do I want to accomplish over the next year that's going to really set me up to then continue moving forward and accomplishing the things that I've set as goals for myself later in life? And then once I have my yearly goals, that's when I then break these down into quarterly goals. And I may experiment a little bit this year with actually breaking that down into monthly goals. I think the more I think about that, the more I think it could be beneficial, because again, it kind of gives you a blueprint for your month. And then it's easier to know, all right, what do I need to accomplish in week one of the month? Now I know what I need to accomplish in week one. So how do I break that down on a day-by-day basis? And so I think it's important that you're not only writing them down, but also find a way to kind of, you know, track the progress that you're making and to hold yourself accountable. And I just went through an exercise where for my consulting business, I kind of, you know, set some goals, use those goals to then back into, you know, the production that I need to hit on a weekly basis. And I've got a system where I'm going to be tracking, you know, each week, am I hitting the production levels that I need to in order to ultimately hit the goals that I've set for 2021. So finding some way to track progress. And that way, you know, if I find myself on a Wednesday or Thursday of a week and I'm behind the goal that I've set for that week, then I know I need to step it up a little bit. And if I do fall short 1 week, now I know exactly how much production I need to make up to get myself back on track. And I actually went through an exercise where I sat down with a year at a glance calendar and kind of mapped out my entire year based on weekly production in order to hit these larger annual goals that I'd set. And that allows you to kind of take into account, you know, any seasonality that there may be. I went in and actually calendared, you know, vacation time and time off. You know, for instance, over the summer, I planned to take Fridays off for a couple of months. So, you know, the family and I can get out and enjoy the boat and, you know, have some long weekends. So I'm taking into account some of these things and then planning accordingly so that I'm prepared and my production will not sacrifice based on, you know, wanting to have a little better, you know, balance and quality of life between work and family time and personal time. So those are some of the things that I've really been working on over the last week or two in preparation for 2021. And then, you know, again, if you're tracking these things, then it's going to allow you to better stay on course, because as we all know, and as 2020 has taught us, things do not always go as planned. And there will be things that come up that we don't anticipate and are maybe not as prepared for as we'd like to be. And so we're going to have to, you know, shift course a little bit and pivot and adapt. So, you know, once you've decided on your first set of goals, keep the process going by reviewing and updating your to-do list on a daily basis, right? Or whatever you're using to track your progress. And so for me, you know, I write all my goals down in a little journal. And, you know, if I'm really kind of staying on a schedule that works well for me, I'm reviewing those goals every single morning. Everything from the 50-year goals all the way down to the quarterly goals. And as I mentioned, I think I am going to write out monthly goals this year as well. And that's a good way to stay on course, right? Because again, when you find yourself facing any sort of adversity or just, you know, challenging times, or you just have been thrown off your normal schedule or cadence, having those goals that you can regularly come back and revisit is hugely important in, you know, staying on course and not getting off track and getting so far off track that you can't get back on track. All right. And before we wrap this up, I just kind of quickly wanted to, you know, list out a few other things that I've really learned over the years and have found to be very helpful when it comes to setting goals. So these are just a few kind of tips and tricks that have worked well for me, and hopefully it'll help you out as well as you go about setting your own goals. So first is state each goal as a positive statement. Express your goals positively. For example, if your goal is to perform a certain task better, write that goal as execute this technique well versus something like don't make this stupid mistake. Make sure your goals are framed in a positive manner, which is going to have a huge impact on your mindset. Already hit on this, but be precise. Set precise goals, putting in dates, times, amounts, so that you can measure achievement. And I think if you do this, then you'll know exactly when you have achieved the goal, and then you can take satisfaction from having achieved it. All right. The other thing is prioritize. We all struggle with not having enough hours in the day. Set priorities. When you have multiple goals and multiple buckets of your life that you're setting goals for, you need to give each one priority. And this is going to help you avoid feeling overwhelmed by having too many goals. And it helps to direct your attention to the most important ones. So find a way to prioritize. Already hit on this, but it's worth reiterating. Write your goals down. This crystallizes them and gives them a lot more power. Keep operational goals small. Keep the low-level goals that you're working towards small and achievable. If a short-term goal is too large, then it can seem that you're not making progress towards it. Keeping short-term goals small and incremental gives you more opportunities for reward, which builds momentum, creates more confidence, gives you a more positive mindset. It's going to make it easier to keep achieving your goals. Set performance goals, not outcome goals. You should take care to set goals over which you have as much control as possible. It can be quite dispiriting to fail to achieve a personal goal for reasons beyond your control. And we've talked about this so many times on the Mindset Monday podcast, but one of the most important things you can do to strengthen your mindset is to learn how to focus on the things you can control and essentially block out the things that are outside of your control, or at least not let them derail you when things outside of your control happen. All we can control is how we react to the things that happen to us. And then finally, set realistic goals. It's important to set goals that you can achieve. I'm a big fan of setting lofty goals, but you know, you need to have some realism in there too. And I'll kind of preface that though by saying that I read something years ago that has always stuck with me, and I don't even know where I read it, but it was something to the extent of most people come within 15% of any goal that they set, meaning most people either fall roughly 15% short of a goal or, you know, exceed their goal by 15% or somewhere in between. And so, you know, it's a lot better to set a higher, loftier goal and fall 15% short of that than it is to set a very, easy to attain goal and exceed it by 15%. So keep that in mind as you're setting your goals, but do so within reason, because if you're just setting very outlandish, lofty goals that you have little to no likelihood of achieving, then you're not going to build that positive momentum. You're going to lose confidence in all likelihood, and it's just more likely that you get derailed. So set realistic goals, yet set lofty goals that are going to be enough to push you. And even if you fall a little bit short of the goal, you know, you've set yourself up so that you're still overachieving compared to even if you exceeded a lower, easier to hit target. And then the last thing I'll kind of mention, because I know this is one that I struggle with and I think most driven people do as well, is, you know, when you have achieved the goal, take the time to enjoy the satisfaction of having done so. Absorb the implications of the goal achievement and observe the progress that you've made towards other goals. And especially if the goal is a very significant one, reward yourself appropriately. All of this, again, helps you to build the self-confidence that you deserve, and that's going to allow you to keep going on and achieving more. So I think reviewing is a big part of setting goals going forward. So the first thing I did before I started even, you know, listing out or writing down any of my goals for 2021 was I did a recap of 2020. I sat down and I looked at all of the goals that I'd set for myself this time last year, and I checked off the ones that I'd achieved. And there were some awesome things that I accomplished this year that I hadn't ever written into my goals. There were some goals that I'd set this time a year ago and didn't achieve. So, you know, I kind of take count of what I accomplished, how I did in terms of achieving my goals this year. And then I use that as a starting point for next year. You know, where did I excel? Where did I fall short? What do I really need to work on to keep tracking towards these bigger picture goals? And, you know, once you've done this for a while, you know, years and years, your long-term goals likely don't change that much. And I think it's fine if they do change some, because we all grow, we all, you know, evolve. So it's understandable that your goals, you know, would grow and evolve as well and change over time. But, you know, for me doing this 3-4 years now, my long-term big picture goals have not changed that much. You know, they may have crystallized a bit, but they haven't changed that much. So that part doesn't take as long once you've been doing this for a while. And then it's just kind of backing into what you need to do in the short term to, you know, continue tracking to hit those goals. So anyways, this has gotten probably a little bit longer than most of these Mindset Monday episodes do. So I'll go ahead and wrap this up, but cannot encourage each of you enough to really sit down, spend some time reflecting on the past year. Definitely don't just focus on the negative things that happened in 2020. Focus on the positive, and then really put some thought into, you know, what you want to do with your life, what you want to accomplish long term, and then start writing out your goals of what you need to do over the course of this next year, 2021, and then what you need to do quarterly and monthly to make sure you're achieving those goals, creating the life of your dreams, and setting yourself up for success. So I hope this is helpful. Definitely share this with anyone else that you think could get value from it. And with that, go drop in. Have an amazing week. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Mindset Monday. If you got value from this, please make sure to follow or subscribe to the podcast for more great content. And if you'd like additional resources to help you maintain a positive mindset and perform at the highest level, make sure to check out my website, path2freedom.com. Path, the number 2, FRDM.com. There you can also subscribe to my monthly newsletter, where I'll be sharing more great strategies just like this. And if you know anyone else that would benefit from today's episode, please forward this on to them and encourage them to listen. And finally, if you or anyone else you know would be interested to speak with me to learn more about how you can get started on your own path to freedom by getting into business for yourself, I'd love to have a conversation. Connect with me on my website or shoot me an email at wes@path2freedom.com. That's all for now. And until next time, go drop in. Yeah.